Welcome to the Gears of War podcast. I am your host, Empress. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Gears of War podcast. I have with me today...
Darkstone Dragon.
Hey, Darkstone, you joined me last week.
Yep.
It was our first Gears of War podcast. So this week we're going to cover a couple things... in the news and stuff like that, and you know, tell our progress of the game and stuff like that. So we want to get you guys' input as well, so leave comments and stuff like that, and your comments will be read on air if you guys would like them to be read. So yeah. Okay, so first off, I don't know if we should get to the news right like at the beginning, because if we do the news at the very beginning, then what kind of surprise we have at the end?
Our opinions?
nobody cares about that. Okay, well, basically, so far, I'm only, like, 4 levels away from getting to re-up.
Actually, you're 3. You're 3? Level 47.
He's keeping track more better than I am.
Well, that's because I'm waiting for you to hit level 50 so we can both re-up at the same time.
So you're counting down my levels?
No. I just looked at your stream when you signed off. Dang it.
It's okay. Okay, so yeah, I do stream and enjoy streaming and sharing my fun of playing Gears of War Judgment and other Gears games with my viewers, and as well as inviting them to the lobbies and, you know, playing, you know. Inviting them to the game and stuff. So I've met quite a few people and nice people and stuff. So yeah.
Yeah. I believe that my friend list has almost doubled since then.
Yeah. So it's fun. I mean, I love Gears of War. If you guys didn't already listen to the last podcast, as you guys can tell, I'm very passionate about Gears, and epic games. And I think that People Can Fly did an awesome job at this game. I can't stress that enough, that, you know, this is a great game. This is the one that I play the most, and I can't wait to see, you know, future changes. And we are going to be talking about a couple of future changes, but I did forget to say this at the very beginning. I'm not associated in Epic with Epic or People Can Fly or anybody like that. I'm just a fan, so got that out of the way. Forgot to say that at the very beginning. Oops.
Well, it's on your podcast page, so.
Yeah, it's in the description. Okay, so basically, they've come up with new skin packs, of course. You know, you can get, like, the whole bundle, you know, like, all the skins, like, the weapon skins and the, you know, the armor and all that stuff.
Yeah, and there for a second, I was thinking, huh? There's new skins?
No.
The bundles is what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, it's 4,000 points, but to me, I think it's, you know, be worth it, because, you know, you get all of it, you know, but you don't get the VIP, so...
The VIP, you have to buy that with the VIP pack.
Yep. So if you guys haven't got the VIP pack, I'd highly suggest you guys get it. We're definitely worth it. Like right now, we've got 3 times experience, you know, happening, so... And it's helping me get to re-up faster.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's what helped me hit re-up.
Unfortunately? What the hell? He's over here, unfortunately. Okay, so... I have some bigger news at the end, but here we go. So we'll go ahead and get to the news. You know, we've held you guys off for 4 minutes or so. So,
Well, it wouldn't hurt to cover part of the news and then the rest of the news later.
Right. Now, bear with me, like I said in the last podcast, I'm not a scripted person. So, yeah. I'm a fly by the scene of the pants, what do you want to say, fly by night, whatever, type person. I just, you know. Yeah, but anyway. So basically, there was a post on the forums, and it's basically from the dev team. And basically, they're telling some changes that they've made and what to look forward to. So, I guess I'll go ahead and start with this. It's a long read, so I'll just start with the update. So, He said, basically, here's the promised list. Apologies for not getting it out earlier. And the person that I'm talking about is Jim Brown. Hello, Jim. Basically, he says that Execution is now available as a game type. Execution, he says, I missed you desperately. Welcome back. Under the Hood, Warzone was always called TDM, which is Team Deathmatch. This led to a bug in the menus where Warzone was actually showing up as an available option. No, it was not Warzone. It was a broken version of Team Deathmatch. Thanks to a typo, he said. But it is typos fixed. Warzone no longer showing up. Sorry if we got your hopes up. Okay, new map released. Look for Haven in standard multiplayer. Mortar wasn't working properly on clients, so it was replaced by Torque Bow. Only affects Gondola. May be addressed properly in a future patch.
Frags were apparently in execution under some conditions, so all base frag pickups replaced by smokes. This too is a temporary fix to keep the game moving and will be addressing properly in future title updates. This also affects only Gondola. Poor Gondola has a rough week.
Now the little side notes that we're putting is by Jim, so
except for this part, the part about the mortar, I do remember firing off the mortar about four different times, and one of the mortar rounds hit behind me.
Oh my god.
So yeah. Needless to say, I was wondering if there's two mortars.
Oh my goodness. Okay,
Let's see. Boomshot appears to be horribly overpowered in execution. Boomshot has therefore been temporarily removed from execution game type. Would love some feedback here.
Basically, he would love to hear you guys' feedback.
Yeah, I think where it says here it's a link. I'm not sure. I'll go and highlight that as soon as my notebook stops going haywire. Nope.
Basically, on the thread, it's forums.epicgames.com, and then you go there, and it's in the multiplayer area. And the title of the thread is, What Are We Doing?
Yeah.
So you go there and you tell him what you think, you know. So yeah.
Let's see. Smoke nade count reduced from 2 down to 1 in execution. And remove the ability to mortar smoke grenades. Executions are now fun in execution again. That's what he put in there. Smoke cringe duration slightly reduced. And shortened lifespan of stem grenades and standard multiplayer overrun survival unchanged. Value of experience in all prize boxes increased.
That's good. Okay. Now, this is where he says, okay, here's the more controversial changes. Feedback appreciated. Basically, he wants to hear you guys' feedback. Shorten the melee stun significantly and added a very, very short delay after melee swing with the Gnasher. Note that the sawed-off now inherits from the Gnasher. So this change will affect both. Melee was getting more kills than all the other weapons in this game combined, excluding the Gnasher. Lancer buffed. About 15% increase. And this is where he says, my gut says that's a bit much. And Pete is weary as well. But we wanted to let it play out a bit and see how it shifted the balance of gameplay. In the first week of release, approximately 80% of the kills in multiplayer were from the Gnasher. So, that's wow. Were you one of these people who claimed this was going to be a rifle-only game, he asks. Eat your words. Okay, I would love to hear your thoughts as to whether this is because the Gnasher was the preferred weapon, not a problem, or is the Gnasher, or if the Gnasher is the only way to play because the balance was off, a problem. Obviously, the true answer lies somewhere in the middle, but we should still look at it. So, he wants to know you guys' feedback, so be sure to check out that thread and let him know what you guys think.
Retro and Hammerburst both give it a very, very small buff. One bullet fewer kills with Retro, and a fraction of a bullet less math is fun for the Hammerburst to help them hang with the new and improved Lancer. Let's see. I'm hoping to avoid gut reactions and assumptions here. Instead, we want to make decisions based on actual experience and data. So go ye forth and play, then play more, then give us feedback. We'd love to hear it.
Now that is, he's a lead level designer at Epic Games. So his name, again, his name's Jim Brown, and he made the thread. And go there and let him know what you guys think of the new changes and stuff. Yeah, we've actually played it.
Oh boy.
All I have to say is, wow. basically, Dragon and I did a... I should have took out the bot, you like the AI, so me and him could, like, tag each other, you know, see what's, you know, what the difference is, you know, the changes were made. But instead, freaking Sophia had a freaking torch coming after our butts, like, every freaking time we turned around. So, yeah. Got...
Oh, and let's not forget her favorite sawed off.
Oh, yeah. We had her, and then we had just...
Onyx Guard. We had bows. Female Arc and Onyx Guard. Loomis. Spongy McSponge Tie.
We called him that because it's like he never dies. Anyway, not that we want him to, but you guys know what I mean. You guys get it. Okay. So basically, yeah, we have, I guess we should take out the AI next time and just have 1v1, but, yeah. Basically from what we've seen, even, you know, killing the AI, yeah, you know, like, example, Anya or whoever, it doesn't take as many hits as it used to take, you know, to fire the Lancers to get them to die, so yeah.
Well, the Retro Lancer was always the most powerful of the regular assault rifles, but I'm wondering if they actually misfigured on the buff, because it takes a lot less than just one less bullet to take out an opponent.
It was like da-da, and then I was in full red. And then again, one more hit, I was dead. So, yeah.
Oh, it also didn't help. I was hitting you in the neck.
I don't think it matters where you get hit at.
Actually, I think it kind of does, because I've noticed that body shots takes a lot more hits than a headshot. I mean, if you're using a Marksa, you can shoot someone in the chest 5-6 times, then they might go down.
Right, and I'm not very good with that weapon at all. I need to learn how to use that damn thing. But anyway, there is some issues that I would like to address, you know, some things that I would like to see, you know, changed. The other day, I lost my connection to Xbox Live, and I was in the middle of a match, you know, I was doing a test stream. And when I went to test it, because my stream is on another line, I got kicked offline on my 360 because it's on another line. Basically, what happened was the 360 got kicked offline, and my multiplayer characters that I have the DLC for, basically Alex Brand, Marcus, Anya, were all gone. I would like it where when I'm offline, you know, like, let's say there's an outage at the, you know, my internet company or something happens to my internet. I want to be able to play as Alex. I want to be able to play as Marcus. You know, I want to play those characters. And when that happened, I was like, where's Alex? You know, where's... You know, so
yeah, it'd be about like me. My preferred character is young Dom.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. Yeah. Dang internet company. Well, at least I can play against insane bots and okay, where's Dom? Dom. Dude, this is it ain't your turn. Come on.
So yeah, basically, you know, we'd like to see that, you know, if you're offline, you can play as your, even with the DLC, because it's on your hard drive, so.
Just yeah, it should be. I mean, it is downloaded content.
Oh, you smartass. Didn't he say? Wow.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
But it does make sense. I think the other games did let you play your DLC characters, even though you were your characters was.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the right words. God, I love them brain farts.
Woo. Okay.
Basically,
he wants to be able to play, you know, just like I do. Whenever, yeah. You know, if we lose internet, you know, you still be able to play your DLC characters. Because, you know, it was a real disappointment to see that, but, you know, what can you do? You can just ask for them to, you know, implement it where it would be offline as well.
Yeah. I wish we should have posted on the forums about that.
Yeah, I should have. But I usually post after I get done with the podcast. I usually, you know, let people know that the podcast is up. So, yeah, I mean, I hope that the ones that's downloaded it and listened to it, I hope you guys are liking it. This is our second podcast, and I'm hoping to get some kind of feedback from you guys. Like I said, if you guys want to say something to, you know, people that are listening, I'll be more than happy to read your comment. So, yeah, I mean, I just want to help the Gears community, and I love the Gears community, and so yeah, this is basically my giving back and, you know, sharing news, because some people don't have time, you know, they got jobs and stuff, so they don't have time to run over to the forums and, or whatever, here to read the news and stuff like that, because they're busy, so basically, I want to help them out, you know?
Yeah, and if someone wanted to listen to the podcast and get caught up on the news while they're playing Gears.
Yeah, or going to work, you know.
Yeah.
On a train.
Going to work, taking a plane, train, or automobile.
Oh my god.
Sorry, movie pun.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to play that Ice-T and Body Count song. But yeah, I don't own copyrights to that one, but that would be a kick-ass song to play during the podcast, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I would love to get to play that song, but I don't know how to go about that.
You may have to go through the publishing company.
I don't know, but this song that you guys did here at the beginning is royalty-free, so. Yeah, but just a little snippet out there. Okay, so far, Loving Gears of War Judgment, you know, there's a lot of people that are, you know, dislike it, but you know, the game is only a week and a half old. Exactly, a week and a half old.
Yeah.
So, it's going to take a little bit of time for them to get the adjustments out and get everything all fixed and to get it to the gears we love and, you know.
Well, one of the things that people are upset about is the change in the play style, mm-hmm. more or less. Which
the two-piece and stuff like that, yeah.
Well, The two-piece was a major thing that a lot of people were complaining, which they did adjustments to that, so.
Right.
But I think there's some people that's upset about no longer having three weapons and a frag.
Right, but like you said earlier, like, a person doesn't, you don't have three arms, okay? So you can't. Yeah, basically, you guys get my point there.
Yeah, and there's another game where it's a military game where the guy during your training portion says, "Now, unless you have three arms, you can only carry two weapons."
Right. So basically, all we need is my two. If I could choose, it would be my Nashor and my Lancer. Not retro, just regular Lancer. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the whole. Well, Nashor's not exactly my favorite weapon, but I would take the Nashor over sawed-off or retro.
Yeah. I mean, that's my favorite weapon. I mean, that's. I don't know. I remember there was a map called Raven Down on Gears of War 3 where they'd have, like, pure Nashor fights, and it was fun. I did those, and I think they had, like, a double experience at that time, and I leveled up quite a bit just doing, you know, the Raven Down with the...
Yeah,
Raven Down 24/7. That was the name of the event. Loved it.
And that was the event I got two, and I believe it was my only two clutches on. Those were awesome.
Yeah, I miss those days. But, you know, where there's out with the old and with the new. But I still also, you know, run back to Gears 3 every once in a while. But, you know, we got to give this game a little more time to grow. You know what I'm saying? Because we can't just, like, automatically throw our opinion out there and be like, okay, this I'm never touching this game. Don't even pick up Judgment. Just play Gears 3. You know, you can't... You,
yeah, there are people that's actually doing that.
Yeah.
Which, to me, it's... pretty much unfair. I mean,
yeah, give it a chance.
Any new game will have problems. Do you remember the game that you fell through the ground?
Oh my god, don't even mention that game. It was a Fable game. Basically, I was running through two doors and just fell down, and it was like an infinite falling. And that game had been out for maybe 2 days, but I think that happened to me on like day one. And I was following Dragon through the doors. He went through fine. Lucky him.
Actually, and no. I fell through. What it was your game glitched at that point. Yeah,
and I just kept falling and falling.
Both of us was falling, but I was able to get out. And unfortunately, your character was stuck there in limbo.
Yeah, I had to restart. That was no fun. But yeah, we're lucky this game don't have that kind of problem.
Oh man, if it had that kind of problem, I would be like, okay, we're not playing this game. Well, you can, but I'm not. I'm never playing this game again if it had that problem.
Where you fell through the ground?
Fell through the ground and was not able to get your character back.
Oh, well.
But that would only happen in story mode.
Yeah.
Which, the story was pretty good.
I haven't beat it yet. I'm on Sophia's story. Don't even... But he kind of lets something slip and ticks me off. If what I think happened, I'm going to be like, oh, no. But I don't know that it happened, so I'm just going to play it myself, and I will probably stream it. I'm not down to do plugs, but if you guys want to check out my stream, you guys can. It's twitch.tv/officialempress. So that's my Twitch.
And she was tweaking it earlier. And having, I'm pretty sure that one poor viewer was about to give himself an aneurysm. It looks fine.
It looks great. But here's the deal. Like, I want my streams to look so good. People come back like, this is a good looking stream right here. You know, I want people to enjoy their time there. You know, and, you know, like the look of it. So that's basically why I tweak it and try to get it the best I can. Because I want my viewers to be happy too. So, yeah.
Well, considering the internet, I'd say you do have it the best you'll get it.
Yeah, I'll be straight up with you guys. I don't even have 1 megabyte upload. I don't.
And
our phone company.
And in all honesties, it looks better than some of the people that brags about 5-6 megabyte upload.
Be nice.
I am nice. I didn't say who. I didn't say any names.
I know. They're just saying, you know. There's... It's, you know what, if they've got a good audience and, you know, they got a great attitude, that's what matters to me.
Yeah.
I think if they got a really good attitude, I mean, there's sometimes Mr. Ragey Pants over here.
Yep.
Did I call you a miss? I think I did, but I meant to say mister. Sorry about that.
I don't know. I thought I heard mister.
Yeah, I might have called him a mister or a miss. I don't know. Anyway, Mr. McRagey Pants over there. He has a tendency of, like, we're in a match or something, like, how in the hell did he pull that off, you know? And just rage in the background. And I know that, you know, some people go, oh my God, what's wrong with this guy?
Well,
but I'm like, okay. Zen.
Well, earlier today, I did admit, I went, hell no. Okay, I can see how that happened.
But I do get raggy too. I mean, it depends on the mood you're in. You know, it's like, well, we were against a team that was getting, like, we was doing overrun, and they were getting it done in, like, 2 or 3 minutes. I'm like, how in the hell are they doing that? Like, well, there's no...
within 45 seconds, I saw a molar coming up. I was going, what the hell? Yeah. You son of a...
It was crazy. They had, like, 3 molars, 2 corpses. Like, okay, fine, here it is.
You okay, know? Fine, I'll just step to the side. There you go, you can have it.
We really didn't do that. We fought our asses off. We really did. We fought
our
asses
off. Yeah, I spammed a goose. Yeah, the gooshkas. I spammed the booshkas like I was crazy. Throwing out holiday candy.
Yeah, here, take this. But I cannot shoot that thing. I know it sounds crazy. It's like it's bouncy. And what is in those things? Like those bullets? Is that like lambent? What is that?
I think it is. I think it's actually shooting out kind of like canisters.
That's what it looks like.
I'm trying to think of what they call it. They call it emotion.
Yeah, but
it's basically fuel.
Yeah, and there's another map. I'm trying to think. It's called Rig. I think it's called Rig, and yep. It has like a pipe with that stuff running out of it. So
yeah, which is actually pretty cool because you're the one that pointed it out. So I started moving my camera around. You noticed it during the execution match that we were in.
Yeah.
Where we kept getting headshotted left, right.
How is right, people left, so good right. with the breach shot? I can't get a good headshot for nothing. And the one shot, oh my God, one of my best friends, he is so funny. He's like, how in the heck are you supposed to be able to shoot this one shot? You can't. He cracked me up. He kept running up to a secret room.
I can see how it's hard to shoot the breach shot or one shot. They really need to do something about that on that map. It's
which map is it?
I think it's library.
Yeah, library. There is a secret room, and I can never find it. Like I can't find it. But I've got friends that just run up to it.
Okay, I'll show you whenever we're in a private match.
Okay, because. That's some crazy stuff.
But they need to take that one shot out of there. It's really kind of useless in close quarters, and that's all it is. Yeah. It's close quarters.
Well, there's actually windows. Well, not really windows, but openings around you. There's like one in front of you, but you can shoot down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it still zooms in so far that you see 1 foot, and that's all that fits in the lens. You're like,
I know.
You're like, oh, shit. Yeah, I need to be raising it up. Oh, he sees it.
Somebody he's had a running, boom shot. Somebody had a freaking boom shot up there. And I was like, oh my God, seriously? So that was one of my rage moments. It's like, you're freaking shooting me with a boom shot. You're standing right above me. So yeah, it's.
Yeah, I think I ticked him off because it walked off of that. And I shot him with a breach shot on the way down. It was a lucky shot.
That's one of those pull it out your butt moments. I can't even make a shot like that.
Well, I've made a few lucky shots with breach shot. I'm still learning how to use it. I ain't going to say I got skills with it because I still die with it a lot.
Well, it's like this. Me and, you know, those long-range weapons like Long Shot and Gears of War 3. I know they had those like a week or two that, you know, where you can boom, like, they had the long shots and those other weapons. I can't remember. But anyway. They had those for like a week or two, and for the life of me, for some reason, I'm not very good at sniping, because every time I go to zoom in to snipe somebody, somebody comes behind me and gets me, or my head gets popped off. So it's like, okay, I'll just stick to my Nasher or something like that, and just, yeah, that's me.
Boom snipe weekends.
Yeah.
That's what they had during, I'm going to call it Leprechaun.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, St. Patrick's.
Oh, goodness. Well, I missed that one. I don't know if you guys remember this event. Bang. I think it's called, was it Bang?
Bang Bang?
Yeah, or something like that. It had like the boom shot and the digger. That was my favorite event. That was
fun.
That was my favorite event on Gears 3.
So many Hail Marys.
Yeah, I think so it was Cher's birthday.
Yep.
And I can't remember the name of that song. I can't remember that. It was also the name of the event.
Bang Bang.
Something. Yeah, Bang Bang, My Baby Shot Me Down, or something like that.
Yeah.
It was something like that. But I loved that event. Like, that was one of my favorite events. So.
Yeah, that was one of mine, too. I mean, I got so many Hail Mary ribbons, it's not even funny. I think people got sick and tired of hearing boom and then seeing Darkstone Dragon next to their name. You son of a...
Digger is my favorite. I love the Digger. And with Digger on Haven, it's like you have to run up there and try to get it before anybody else does. But I've seen people take their stuff out with a Digger, and it's not pretty. But yeah.
Mostly pots.
Yep.
Let's see. I've seen Baird, Sophia, Anya, Cole, Onyx Guard do the same thing. Shoot it and run forward.
Oh my goodness.
It comes up right next to the person they shot it at, and they're meleeing them while it's coming up.
I've seen them do that with ink grenade. That's crazy.
Oh, goodness.
But yeah, I do have some exciting news. The podcast is now on iTunes, so
awesome.
You guys can get it there. So if you guys want to check it out there, you just look for Gears of War, and you'll find it. So yeah. It has Alex Brand, and of course it says Gears of War Podcast, hosted by Empress, and you guys will see it. So there. But yeah, I'm loving doing these podcasts for you guys, and I hope that you guys are enjoying, you know, listening to them. So, I hate to cut it short, but, you know, but you're like, short? You're like 32 minutes into it. Okay.
Oh, that is short.
Yeah, I used to do podcasts for this other game, and man, when you get to talk about a video game, time flies, so you really don't realize how long you've been talking about it. So one time we was talking about a video game, and this certain one, and it went for an hour. So,
and a half.
Yeah, I mean, you can go off on the silliest stuff, but yeah. I do hope that you guys are enjoying the podcast, and yeah. Thanks for listening to the Gears of War podcast. Please be sure to subscribe to the podcast, and be sure to tell your friends about the podcast.